Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, we open the prayer line up with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, Father. We know that time is winding up. So, Lord, we want to thank you for this precious time that you've given us to get on this line, sacrificing to receive a word from you tonight, Father. We thank you for taking care of us in every way, Father, for supplying every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, for taking care of us on every side, O Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word, fear thou not, for you are with us. Be not dismayed, for you are our God. You will strengthen us, you will help us, you will uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. Father, we thank you for helping us, and we thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for this word going forth and accomplishing everything that it is sent out to do tonight. We thank you for your people being blessed by this word, being encouraged by this word, being strengthened by this word. And we thank you for this word giving your people direction tonight. So, Father, we ask that you will burn up any kind of distraction that would try to come against this line. And we ask that the anointing would flow over this line tonight. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayer, our Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Sundays, when we're online, you can listen at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can listen to the entire church service live. You can also write in to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org, our Facebook GH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning an in-person service for the second Sunday in November, which is November 14th. We always begin our in-person services at 12 noon. Mask wearing will be appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L, as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Also, a special announcement. Our annual Coats for Kids Drive giveaway is fastly approaching. Now is the time to think on those family and friends that they may have a child in need of a coat for the winter. Please submit the names, sizes, and gender by November 14th. A reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which, again, is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. I thank God tonight. I am rejoicing over good news and answered prayers. And for a dear friend of mine of 20 years accepting my invitation to join us here tonight, on whose behalf I will be submitting her prayer request. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony.
Okay. Testify.
Pastor.
Yes.
Oh.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. Testify.
Okay. Yes, Pastor. I just want to thank God for sparing my life.
I was just in a situation where I was under attack by Satan, and God showed up and gave me an escape, and I just thank him. I thank him for letting me just be able to see another day. I thank him for your prayers. Your prayers went forth. I started to heal. I've been healing the past couple of days, started to get my appetite back. I was able to sleep. I'm just doing so much better, and I just want to thank God, and I thank you, Pastor, for your prayers.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a testimony. You lay hands on my littlest one. I had gotten her when she was 6 months old, and he told me that there was a spirit over her that was trying to make her, you know, be incapacitated, mentally disable her, and that I needed to get her some help. I did. I went ahead, and I listened to what you had to say, got her some help. She ultimately got the therapy she needed. She had also had speech therapy, and today in her IEP, they were saying, oh, you know, they tested her, and they said that a child at her age problem with school, I mean, an average child who doesn't have a problem would score 85 percentile. She scored 96, so she scored above average. And I know that was nothing but God in the laying on hands over my baby. So I thank God for that.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Jessie White. And I just like to thank God for you and thank God for the saints on the prayer line. You prayed for me concerning the gas leak, and they finally found where the gas leak is. And so everything is taken care of. And also, I thank God for another year of my birthday today. So I just thank God for you all.
Happy
and
birthday.
God bless.
Yes.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I have a testimony,
Pastor
Smith.
Go ahead, brother. Sorry.
Okay. You pray, Pastor Smith, that I will be sustained with the vehicle until I get my next vehicle. God answered that prayer. Sunday morning, y'all saints might not know I had a rental vehicle. Somebody vandalized that rental vehicle. But God still worked a miracle even in spite of that. I was able to contact the rental company. They was able to put me into another rental vehicle that was nicer than the previous one, and they didn't even upcharge me. So I thank God for that. And the paperwork for my insurance company came in today, the last leg of the race for the claim. So I'm just thanking God for that, and I'm just thanking him for my new car, and I'm receiving it. But God is so good, and he's moving so quickly.
Praise God. Sister Maida, I think I heard your voice. Testify, please.
Hi, I just wanted to testify that I just want to praise and honor God for each and every one of you that's on this line, for you, Pastor, and I love hearing the testimonies. It gives me hope, and I also wanted to testify that God is faithful even when I am not. You know, I have been falling behind in getting on the prayer line and my prayers and this and that, and got into a situation, and I kept telling God, I kept telling God to just show me the truth, you know, show me, you know, let your will be done, not mine. Let your will be done. So he removed the situation from me. And I kept telling myself, I go, you know, when I am down to nothing, God is always up to something. And he has doubly blessed me, because even though when I wasn't faithful to him, he stayed faithful to me. And I just want to praise and honor God for that. Thank you.
Okay, praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
I have a testimony, Pastor Smith. You prayed a prayer over my computer. I had wasted some fluid, some liquid on my computer, and I took it to the shop, and the shop could not repair it. But they did tell me of a way to get my computer repaired. So gratefully and thankfully, I'll be able to get my computer, a total new computer, at a reasonable price because of your prayer, and I thank you for it.
Praise
I thank God.
God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this Word tonight, that the Word of God will penetrate, that the word of God will move like an arrow and will pierce and do exactly what it set out to do. And I thank you for blessing your people to receive your word tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, and Proverbs 10, verse 22.
They found
2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, verses 28 and 29, and Proverbs 10, verse 22. Again, 2 Samuel 7, 28 and 29, Proverbs 10 and 22. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouraging for servants of God tonight, and for the Lord to bless our homes, our houses. Wherever you are abiding, lodging, dwelling, your resident tonight, your address, your zip code, whatever is giving you shelter tonight, this word, this is nothing but the word of God. It's about your resident. We need the word of God to bless our residents, our shelter, to accommodate us, and to protect us and keep us. And this is so, at this time now, we need it as never before. And this is a prayer, a servant prayer. David was a servant. And he went before God pleading what God had promised. He went before God with God's own promises, his word. And David prayed that the blessing of that word began to take effect over the house. This is so important tonight. David went before God, reminding God of his own word, the things that God has spoken, the things that was true. He went to the throne of God and brought God's word before him, that that word will bless his house and even the descendants of the house. So that word, David went before God and prayed a prayer that that word that God has spoken, his own true word, would take effect. And this is what we're standing on tonight. By faith, tell my servants of God, a servant, you know what a servant of God is. It's a helper. It's a steward of God. It's a worker of God. It's a follower of God. It's a messenger of God. This is for God messengers tonight. This is for God helpers tonight. This is for God doers tonight. This is for God followers tonight. A petition, a prayer, a petition. A word of declaration. A word that will yield when you declare something, that word agrees with the promises of God. And this word is a promise word. A word that will go forth and yield to God's promise concerning houses, concerning your residence, concerning your home. God's promises is a foundation, saints of God. The promise of his word creates. The promises of his word is a root system. You must get this by faith. When your house is built on the foundation of the promises of God's word, not on sinking sand, the word of God will keep your house. Just for instance, like they're having, there's many storms and rain and all this is going on across the country. You see one house flatten, next house not touch. One house roof caves in and a tree is on the house. The car is demolished, the truck is demolished, next house is fine. God promises will keep your house. The foundation going to stand. I don't care how many storms come. And this is what David was praying, that the Lord will bless that foundation. that the Lord would keep that foundation. And we're going to begin now in 2 Samuel 7, 28 and 29, please.
And it reads, "And now, O Lord, thou art that God, and thy words be true, that thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee, thou, O Lord God, has spoken it. And with thy blessings, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever."
He prayed a prayer. He said, "You're God." He said, "Your words, they are true." I'm talking about the promise of God. "You have promised this goodness to your servant." Receive it, servants of God, tonight. This was a promise word. What God has promised. He began to say, "I'm asking you to bless my house. Give me favors in this place. That your spirit rest over this house." He said that you will bless it because I'm your servant and bless it forever. He was asking God to fulfill his word over the house, saints of God. This is for servants of God in your house. If so many people neglect blessing their homes, blessing their residence, wherever they're dwelling, whatever is giving them shelter, they just move in and just set up housekeeping. That is so foolish. Your resident, your address, your lodging, the dwelling that you live in, whatever's giving you shelter, you need to bless that surrounding. Because you have a spirit of the evil one, an adversary, that's walking to and forth in the earth, trying to come against homes as never before. So David was praying about the future. This word is to protect your resident. Service of God. A servant is a tireless individual. They keep on keeping on. They're like a Duracell battery. They just keep on keeping on. And the Spirit of God energizes them. They are tireless. They don't give up. There's no retirement for servants of God. They are doers of the word. And this is a petition prayer. A prayer declaring that the Spirit of the Lord will bless my surrounding. That the Spirit of the Lord will give me favors over my dwelling. Why? Because the enemy hates the service of God. And so he was confessing God's word over his dwelling, acknowledging your word is true. You said it. I'm praying a prayer by faith that this prayer will be effective, meaning that he's praying a prayer over his house, meaning that it's going to bring development. You have to receive this, saints of God, by faith, that the word of God is going to accomplish everything that you have need of for your house to be protected, that the Spirit of God will fulfill these petitions. For whatever resident you are dwelling, whatever zip code you're in, it's not about your zip code. It's not about your address. It is wherever you're lodging, wherever your dwelling is, that habitat, that the Spirit of God protect that place because you're in there. And so this is the word that many ignores. And that word will protect them when storms come, because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we need a declaration over our homes as never before. A declaration does what? It yields to the word of God. It agrees with the promises of God. God goes into that place. His promises is over your dwelling. The Spirit of God goes over that place. And he does what you cannot do. What need to be protected, he protects. What you can't see, he sees for you. So the Spirit of God goes into that place, agree with his promises, our own promises. That's what David was saying. And that word produce is effective. Results follow the word of God. The word of God brings development. The word of God accomplished that, that David had prayed over his house. You are serving of God. You're no different from David. You are a human that's saved by grace. And so this is for you tonight. God is concerned about your house. When there are so many servants, don't even pray about their home. Don't even pray about their dwelling. They just move in, just set up housekeeping. And many times you move into a house where someone else has lived and you don't know what has gone on in that house, what has occupied that house, what has been performed in that house, what kind of deeds. You must go in that house and bless that house. You must go in that house and everything that, every force, every dark spirit that dwelled there before you moved there, the every foundation is not of God. You go into that place and you ask the Spirit of God, his promise to be over that foundation, over that place that you're living in. That place has to be supported by God. That place has to be a foundation and a place that the Spirit of God goes in and creates your new beginning. So that you could be blessed in that place. So your livelihood will be protected. So the needs will be met. But so many people don't do that. They just move in. Don't proclaim the promises of God over their homes, over wherever. Don't agree with the word to be over their residence. They just move in. Then there's so many things comes, so many calamities comes, so many hardships comes, things come in a place of disorder, plagues begin to come, because you have not allowed God to bless your dwelling. He prayed a prayer that God will bless the servant's house, meaning I want my house to be blessed when sickness want to linger. Restore health. When anything come to cause my house not to be in prosperity, Father, let your word undertake that thing. Let your blessing flow on my house and my generation, my descendants. Meaning, when those things come against my house, sorrow, grief, pain, suffering, all kind of agony, my house is safe. My house is safe. It's on a solid foundation. It's the word of God. It's based on the word. The word have authority over my house, the counsel of the word of God. It's the key that open up all privilege that I have need of, that my house be blessed. So when the storms come, when all kinds of spirit trying to force entrance into my dwelling, because my house is protected with the promises of the word, thanks of God, that resident is safe, that dwelling is safe. Spirit of the word has made all the accommodation. Whatever you have need of, the word, I'm talking about the foundation of the promises of the word of God, goes into that place and agree with what you have petitioned God. Agree with the principle of the word of God, because you've gone to the throne room. Why? Because at the throne room there's grace, and you're going in confidence. Not wavery. You're going in faith. So this word tonight is a word to shield your resident. Because there are so many people, residents are under attack now as never before. Because they have not applied the word of God over their resident. Their resident is open up for adversities. of tribulation and misfortune. But when you go before God and you remind him of his word, which is true, that's what he said. Your words are true. You have promised this goodness unto your servant. You are servants of God. You are followers of the Lord Jesus. You are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. You do the word. You are workers of God. And this word tonight is protection over your dwelling, over your address, your zip code. I thank God for Minister Jerome, and we called and said they had vandalized the rental car. I said, don't worry about it. The word is over that. In the spirit of God, pray the proper prayer that the rental place would not charge him any excess money. Zip, zero. Why? His resident was protected by the word of God, so that enemy came against that rental car to bring calamity over Minister Jerome, resident. But the prayer of faith, the word of God, the promises was over his address, over his dwelling. So because of the promises of God was over that foundation, that adversary could not win. The favors of God was in that contract. The favors of God was over that rental car, that vehicle. Why? Because the prayer of faith was prayed before he received the vehicle. The prayer of faith was prayed. And that zip code, that resident, that address was covered with the promises of God. You have to get this, saints of God. I don't care what your zip code is. I'm not concerned about a zip code. If the Spirit of God say, yo, that's your resident and you are my servant, the principle of my word must protect you. So many people get caught up on zip code, get caught up on location. The Spirit of God is with his servants. I don't care where they are located. I don't care what neighborhood they're in. I don't care what their zip code. Because you are a servant of God, God must protect that dwelling. He must protect that resident. Because his word is true. That's exactly what he said. David said, your word is true. You promised the goodness over your servant. God loves you so much. He has a promise over you. You are promised children of God. So if you're serving God, I'm not talking about short term. You know, I want to lose something. And I'm going to pretend I'm going to be faithful to God. Then as soon as I get my little something, I go into a whole new direction. Then the enemy comes in. He brings disorder. He brings grief. Then you run back like he's a sugar daddy and pretend to serve him again. Does not work, saints of God. This is what the word of God said. This promise is for God's servant. A servant is tireless. They don't give up. They are doers of the word. They are stewards of God. They follow the Lord. They point people to Jesus. They are messengers. They don't just point people to Jesus. They live a life that's pleasing before the Lord. Their desire is to please the Lord. So the Spirit of God goes in and enables them to be what? True servants. Why? Because their heart has been circumcised by the fingers of God. Their heart has been circumcised. You can't do this in your own ability. Your heart has to be circumcised by the Spirit of God to become a heart of flesh. And that desire goes into your heart by the fingers of God. And so you just submit to God. You are committed to God. And the Spirit of God will keep you on track. When you desire to wander away, the Spirit of God will bring you back. For the word will be inside of you to bring back to your remembrance that I am a servant of God. And what happens? The Spirit of God, his goodness is over your life. I don't care what zip code you are in. There are people in a third world country, don't have a church to go to, don't have a building to go in, a choir. Don't have none of those things that the Western world enjoy. And they made a God out of it, which is not the word of God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. He lives and he moves within you, saints of God. Dwells within you. Lives within you. Moves within you. His being is in you. It's not about a building. That's a religious spirit. We come together in unity and cooperation and worship the Lord. But there are those who can't do that. Think God's going to forsake them? No, because they are his servant. They are doers of the word of God. And God promised whatever is surrounding them, the spirit of the word, is going to undertake. The spirit of the word is going to protect. They're standing on the declaration of the promises of the word of God. Not about your zip code. It's not about what street you live on or your resident. It's about the promises of God is over you no matter where your dwelling is. We're going to climax it. Proverbs 10 and 22, please.
And it reads, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it.
And talking about the goodness of the Lord, as David prayed, you promised to bless your servant with your goodness. That's a blessing, saints of God. It's the Lord's blessing that make rich. And add no sorrows. Add no grief. Add no sadness. Add no plague. The blessings of the Lord. Add no misfortune. The blessings of the Lord. The word is declared, his promises, his goodness, because you are God's servants tonight, is over your dwelling, over your zip code, your address, wherever you're lodging. The word of God bring accommodation. The word of God goes into that place where you cannot see and knows what need to be protected, what need to be undergirded, what need to stay afar from your dwelling. He goes in and accommodates you, saints of God. But there are so many that don't do that. The house is not covered. The house is not protected. It's not on the foundation of the promises of God's word. But this is word tonight. This is a foundation, a key, a principle that creates and calls things to be developed. So what God is saying tonight, his word is effective. His goodness is over his servant. Care what zip code you're in. Care where address you are. He's over your shelter tonight. But what? You got to believe it by what? Faith. You have to stand on it by what? faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You heard the word of God tonight, Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. His word, 1 Corinthians 2:5. For by grace you say through faith and not on yourself, it's the gift of God. This is a gift of God. Faith, Ephesians 2:8. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Unseen, yet I believe. I'm not wavering. If God's word says so, has to protect my dwelling. Has to protect my residence. He has to protect, and his goodness has to be over it. Got to pay my bills. Won't be no lockout, no eviction, no foreclosure. Uh-uh. The word, the principle of the word, have to pay my bills. Have to create everything I have need of. Because the word of God has authority over my zip code, over my dwelling, over my residence. But what has happened? I have declared it. I claim it. The word of God must yield these benefits. So what I'm saying, the word of God agrees with his own promises, thanks of God. His own promises open up doors for those promises to be effective. That's what David was saying. I'm praying the prayer of faith. What you said for your servant, I believe there's going to be results. There's going to be development. Things shall be fulfilled. So if you have not, you need to start doing that. You need to go into that house, Ephesians 2:26, I believe, washed by the water, in other words. That house need to be washed down by the water, in other words. The word of God will wash out everything that should not be there. The word is a washer. It's a cleanser. It removes. So when you declare the word, you wash by the water, in other words. Your house is being cleansed, saints of God, being washed down by the watering of the word of God. And so when the enemy tries to go into that residence and bring hardships, a brain disorder, your home, your dwelling is washed by the water, in other words. The word has been declared over your foundation. And what happened? It followed your descendants. The word of God. David was talking about the future also in this word. But this word is a shield and a protection over your foundation tonight. It's a bedrock. It's a support. If you do what? If you apply it, if you use it, your house will be prepared by the word of God, saints of God. But you have to believe this by faith. Nothing wavering. You cannot be wavered in this. You got to believe it by faith. Faith. It's a walk of faith. And when you're not wavering, that thing is going to happen. You're going to see everything that Satan plots against your house will not work. What he blows on it, house not going to fall apart. Whatever calamity he tried to create against it, house going to stand. Why? Because there's a declaration over your house. There's a confession over your house. And your house must yield to the confession of the word of God. The house have to come into agreement with God's promises because you are a servant of the Most High God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith. God bless you. I received that message. That message was from God. I told my girlfriend earlier that you was an anointed woman of God that heard from God, and now she has heard it for herself. That message was awesome. It was so precise. It was so accurate. It was so on point. I thank God for you, woman of God. And now I know her faith is increased as well as my faith is increased for her prayer request. My friend's prayer request is for her cousin. Her cousin just lost his mother recently. Her cousin is going through a hostile divorce, and her cousin has just been diagnosed with prostate cancer. The family is hoping that he will consent to move with the family so they can help him during these times of trouble. And I believe I received that prayer answered before you even prayed, because you have preached me happy, Pastor Smith. That was awesome. Thank God.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Vanessa. I asked for prayer for my daughter and her schooling.
Okay. Anyone else need a prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Chawanda. I stand in agreement with that word. I definitely needed that. But I do just want protection. The guy is getting released tonight. I got a call from the police department, and I'm just a little scared, living in fear right now, because I don't know what he's capable of doing. So I just need prayer. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else need a prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints of God, the word to the point, accurate, not false, it's true. So we're standing on, standing on the word of God tonight. So we're going to the throne room, Hebrews 4:16. God's throne of grace. But we're going with confidence tonight, saints of God, so we can receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Why? Because Jesus himself was the sacrifice, the high priest. That's why we can come boldly tonight, saints of God. He's a high priest tonight, a high priest full of sympathy. He knows us. He sees our strength. He sees our weakness. Because the word of God said he was tempted in all things, but he remained sinless. That's why he's the high priest. And just because of Jesus, I want you to get this tonight. We now can come boldly tonight to the throne of grace. The most important thing, in faith, saints of God, in faith, not in doubt. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in tonight as David went to the throne. And during that time, they had to sacrifice. But all we have to do is boldly go to God's throne of grace with confidence, not in fear, but in confidence tonight, to receive mercy and find grace to help us in this time of need. Father, I come by your authority tonight that your anointing will fall upon this word, because if the word is not anointing, it's just a word. But the anointing brings life to the word of God. We need life tonight to the word of God. Father, I thank you for the life from your anointing. Spread over the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name, there are those, oh God, who don't use your word. I ask that the Spirit of God will bring that into their remembrance. They have to allow your word to bless their homes, oh God, to bless their dwelling, to bless their resident. If they are servants of God, that's the favors of God. That's the goodness of God. And so much is in this hour, people are so busy. Their house is open for the enemy to have access, because the word is not covering their homes. But I come by the authority of Jesus. I know it works. I don't care what resident, what zip code, what location. The word protects you and your dwelling wherever you may be. So this is a word to shield our resident, our dwelling. I come by your authority tonight, Jesus, because we are servants of the Most High God. We are servants of God, doers of the word, messengers of God. You have God's messenger. And God, your word is protecting your messenger tonight. You're the ones that are helpers, doers, tireless. Don't give up. They go back and they get reinforcement by the Holy Ghost. They get on balance and they go and they let the Lord bring reinforcement where they are strengthened again, but they never give up. These tireless servants, oh Father, I thank you tonight that your word, 2 Samuel 7, 28, 29. I'm not talking about those that play in church because we're in perilous time. And God is preparing his servant to see him face to face. Father, I thank you for the word of God. We're in the world, but we are not of this world. And the prayer was, don't take them out of the world because I can use them right now for harvest time. There are those that are not going to die. They're not going to fall under the calamities of Satan. They're not going to have all kinds of disease because the word of God say, I want you in this world because it's harvest time. And I can use you as a servant. So, Father, I thank you tonight that your servants' homes be protected. Wherever they're dwelling, their address, their lodging, oh God, the thing that's giving them shelter. It's a declaration, it's your promise, God. God's promise is a foundation. That the foundation of the word support their dwelling. That the foundation, the whole counsel of the word have authority over their dwelling. That their dwelling will see results in development. Because the word of God shall achieve and cause their homes, their dwelling to prosper. I send the word of God to overflow in their abundance. That everything they need there will be sufficient. That anything they have need to be right and God bring enlargement. That anything that's coming against them, God, come against that thing that will hinder their prosperity. That the Spirit of God stop pain and suffering and sickness and disease. That the Spirit of God will go into that place and bring restoration. Everything that every share is set up against those homes, that home is set up on a foundation, which is the promises of the Lord. It's a bedrock over that dwelling. And the Spirit of the Lord shall cause their shelters to be safe tonight. And God, I give you praise and I thank you for it. That the blessing of God is over dwellings tonight. And that those blessings should cause things to be fulfilled over their dwelling tonight. Things shall be accomplished. Every resource they have need of, God supplied. Any funds they have need of to take care of them, those dwellings. Father, supply with an overflow, that they have plenty, enough to give, and leftovers. Because you're that kind of a God. You're God that gives us leftovers. And God, I thank you for the spirit of grief. It's not around that home. The spirit of calamity is not over that home. That their dwelling is safe from affliction tonight. And I thank you. I stand on the power of the spoken word of God, the counsel of the word. 2 Samuel 7, 28-29, Proverbs 10:22. That the blessing of the Lord make rich and add no sorrows to their dwelling. Father, I thank you for this person that Sister Shorty her friend. And all the calamity this individual was going through. I pray that they are saved. If they are not saved, God, draw them by your spirit, John 6:44, because they cannot draw themselves. Draw them by your spirit if they're not saved, God. They're going through all kinds of loss, the loss of a mother. Divorce is a loss. The enemy brings calamity over their body. The spirit of counsel must obey the spirit of the word. I send your word now, God, to that individual, that cousin, that the spirit of the word of God cleanse their blood. They have not been cleansed. Oh, your blood, God, your DNA must get into those cancer cells. Those cancerous cells must come separate to the word of God. And the spirit of God must heal those cells that's cancerous tonight by faith. That the spirit of God will comfort this individual in their loss. Heal them for the loss of in that divorce. And bring them back. And bring restoration, Father Jesus. Their lives need to be restored. Bring restoration, Father Jesus. That spirit has been sent to bring disaster. Stop the disasters in Jesus' name. That every spirit of disorder comes subject to peace in Jesus' name over their lives. And I thank you if they will have a testimony, because they will see the goodness of the Lord. Father, I thank you for Vanessa's daughter. Penny gave a testimony, and I believe that testimony was for her daughter. How the Spirit of God allowed me to see the trouble of that baby. She was just a baby in a toddler's chair. Spirit of God revealed that she had issues undercover. That if Penny obeyed the word of God, that that child will be healed. The process began because of Penny obedience. Everything that the enemy desired to cause to be difficult for that child, the word of God covered that child. Vanessa, I want you to believe God. In this meeting, in that meeting that you will be attending, I'm asking by faith that God confuse every decision they will make about your daughter. Your daughter belongs to God, not no faculty. That the Spirit of God bring utter confusion to their decision about your baby. That the favors of God will be over their decision. That this process this child needs to go through, that the grace of God and the mercy of God will be with this baby. That every decision they make that will be against the word of God tonight will come to naught and will not be effective over your baby. You must believe God with this word, and the word of God is a foundation for you tonight, Vanessa. Just believe God. Father, I thank you tonight for Talanda. The prayer was prayed. There's no fear over her. Satan is a lie. I ask that the Spirit of God cause those words that went out of her mouth to be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Perfect love casted out fear. You're doing a work in Talanda that the Spirit of God is perfecting her love, that nothing will come against her, that man will never assault her again. That the blood of Jesus cover her going out and her coming in. Preserve her and wherever she go and whatever she does. That the word is a covering and a shield over her. And I thank you for her protection through your mighty word tonight. Your word is a shield and a buckler. And she must receive it by faith in Jesus' name. No harm nor fear is over her. By faith. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that your word is blessing your servants' house, their homes, their dwelling, that your word, God, is over their foundation, that your word, God, is over the habitat, that your word, oh God, is creating everything they have need of, and they just can believe by faith tonight, that your word, God, is sufficient. That your word, oh God, is giving them resources. Everything they have need of. Your word gives them abundantly in supplying their needs. Give them overflow in their homes tonight, wide, and bring enlargement tonight. Let everything that's restricted come in a place where there's no restriction tonight. Oh, their dwelling, Father, and I call their address safe, call their lodging safe, I call their zip code safe. Their resident is safe in the spirit of favors and the goodness of God is over their habitat. And I give you thanksgiving because it's your word, God, and your promises are true. You're faithful. Faithful is our God. Thank you for your faithfulness tonight to your servant. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Receive it by faith, thanks of God. You that are servants of God, doers of the word, messenger of the Most High God. You was placed in this earth at this particular time because there is a harvest. You should live and not die and declare the works of God. For there's harvest. It's harvest time. And God allowed you to be in this world for the harvest. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
God bless you,
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank
God
you.
Bless you. And thank you for listening.
Yeah,
Pastor
yeah.
Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com. Or give him a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.
Amen.